Daggle, so.
We have observed Kitsis. Observed Kitsis was very, very dear to Baal Shem Tov. His knowledge inseparable. And he was the he was about to cave the Baal Shem Tov. Imagine that he took the Baal Shem Tov took about the chaos. So when he became the Baal Tekeya of Baal Shem Tov, a very famous thing. I just was remembering for a second how he was lucky to be next to each other. He was lucky next to Baal Shem. When he became Baal Tekeya, the whole year, the Baal Shem Tov told him the year before. And he prepared the whole year, all the kavanas, of the Rizal, of the Rishash, all the Yechudim he prepared. You can imagine the shames, everything he prepared to have ready. And he wrote everything down on Tzatlach. He had everything on notes, all the kavanas, the shames, the keys. He had everything on papers. You know, the worst thing that could ever happen to somebody is when you have everything prepared on your little Tzatlach, and someone steals them. But Ganev was the Baal Shem Tov himself. Baal Shem Tov didn't like that. And the Baal Shem Tov saw the papers by observed standing. We were going to go now. And the Baal Shem Tov took the papers. And it was only a few minutes before the Kiyas, and the Baal Shem Tov went into a little room. It's called the Magid Stool. There's a room with the Mezritcha Magid. You know, Mezritcha Magid was very, very, very sick all the time. And he had a bed. But the Baal Shem Tov saw there was a bed for him. He was there until the Germans came, even the bed. Until the Germans came, there was a Zayir from the Baal Shem Tov, his name, in the Bismarck. So there was a little room called the Magid Stub. That's what the Mezritcha Magid used to always lie in. And the Baal Shem Tov took a observant to the room and he asked him, well, it's going to be now the Tkiyas, what are the Kavanas? What's the Kavanas? So he was observant for almost fainted. He said, I don't know, I had all of the whole year, I'm writing the Tzatlach, you know, I had everything ready, the whole year, the Kavanas. I don't know where they are. The Baal Shem Tov took him out of his pocket and he said, I have them. And he wanted to grab them. Baal Shem Tov said, listen to me. He said to himself, to Rav Kitzis, Baal Shem Tov said, the Kavanis, the Yechudim, the Shemus, all the Kabbalah things, he said, they're Gevaldik, they're very, very great. He says, each name, every single name of Hashem, and every single Kavanah, all these things, they open up a different place in Shemayim. They open up a different door in Shemayim. The Baal Shem Tov said, there's something that's called Tevir Liba, there's something that's called, it's a broken heart, it's a broken heart. He says, what does that mean? The Baal Shem Tov said that, forget about all the Tzadlich and all the Kavanis and all the fancy Kabbalah things. If you come someplace, there's one thing that could open up every single lock, and that's if you have a sledgehammer. So if you have a sledgehammer, you just smash through everything. You break all the doors open, break all the locks open. The Baal Shem Tov said, you don't need he said, a Jew doesn't need to have it's a madriga to have. But the Baal Shem Tov's whole thing, which we'll talk about, the Baal Shem Tov's whole thing is to bring down the rosh to everybody. And he said, it's a broken Yiddish heart. A broken Jewish heart. The Baal Shem Tov says, opens up everything. So if each and every one of us is able to have a little bit of a broken heart. Broken doesn't mean serchis, you know, that chas v'shalom broken means to become better. The source of the Baal Shem Tov to think of something, each and every one of us in our own, to see that we could become better, to do something better, to change something, not to walk away from such a place, like nothing, you know, it's nice, and we're going to have all of pictures and my good memories. And I can't remember you'll be here, you could be here. But then each and every one of us should have it Tzibach in our hearts, because the Baal Shem said that it opens up everything. And there are a lot of locked doors nowadays, so we need to open them. And the way to open them is with a pure, broken Jewish heart that wants to become better, that wants to change, that wants to improve. I think that would be the biggest nachas ruach for the light of the 7 days of creation, and for all the tzaddikim who are here in this oil. When my wife gave me something, I read to one of the chevra, my wife gave me this, that she said she wanted me to look at it a few times and when we're driving and we're coming to these places. She just gave this to me. There was a big Svadar Shetzadik in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yosef Dayan. He's one of the Nestorim, one of the big Nestorim. And he was very connected to Kivrei Tzadikim. Meiron, Mifrat, he was very, very connected to Kivrei Tzadikim. And my wife just gave this to me, said, look at this a few times. And I'll just read it to you. It takes a second. She says, I don't know where it's from. Rabbi Yosef Dayan felt that the graves of tzaddikim are more than merely places where one could effect personal miraculous salvation. He learned from his study of Kabbalah that they also have the power to elevate a person to an extraordinary spiritual level that he would not be able to attain anywhere else. He therefore attributed paramount importance to davening and learning at the graves of tzaddikim. 1 hour of Torah and tefillah at the burial site of a tzaddik, he used to say, is equivalent to hundreds of such hours in the Beis HaMedrash. When a person engages in regular prayers, tefillahs, that include at least 50 prokim of tehillim, especially if they are said at the graves of tzaddikim, the prayers are never turned away, Rabbi Yosef would declare. What does that mean? The students would ask, and Rabbi Yosef would respond, sometimes the guards in the world above do not permit a prayer to pass through. When a person repeats his tefillah over and over, like banging with a hammer on the lock, Hashem says, this Jew has not received what he asked for, even though he has asked for it repeatedly, and he still believes in me, and he still trusts in me. If that's the case, I will give him what he wants, even if he doesn't deserve it. So Hashem should help us, that this was that we came all the way here to be near the Tzaddik, to be near the Tzaddik, and that all of our tefillah should be answered, and we should be zeicher to see the Tchias HaMeisim, that these tzaddikim should lead all of us, and Hashem to this, and make sure maybe they all
Amen. Amen. Amen.